Story day to Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Maybe someone remembers quite a few years ago, I was speaking here on Purim, the Tor Purim Rav, and I'm quite used to that role all year. And I mentioned a Purim Torah from one of the Gedolei Yisrael who asked, discussed the question of why is it that Minhag Yisrael Torah that in Purim we eat kreplach. And the kreplach are designed in the form of a triangle. So he explained, Pasha al-Pi Halacha, that there's a din that basar shenes alim in a ayin is not kosher. And there's nothing more, no basar which is alim in a ayin more than kreplach. You can't see the meat. How could you therefore eat it? The answer is, it says in Eilu Metzias that you have to make a simen, it's good. What's the simen? Tlas karna, a triangle. So then it becomes kosher. Hence, we form the basar shenes alim in an ayin, the meat in form of the kreplach in the form of a triangle. Versteitzach, that when Gedolei Yisrael said something, even a beter Purim Torah, and the tachlis of a Purim Rav is no erachim for Kol Yisrael, there was obviously something very profound here. So I teach at the time, everyone knows Basar is Gematria 502, which is Gematria Baruch Mordechai, which is Gematria Or Haman, and Knesset Yisrael, tainus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the inyan from Baruch Mordechai, that tzaddikim shav Yeshuas and brachas, whatever. And the Chalkani Rishayim Agadeyesh we are Haman, it's a chbosser shenis alim in a ayin, ich zedus tish b'chush, in everyday living in this world. Things don't always make sense. So what do? We make a, you know that should be kosher. Kosher is Rosh Tevis. Kimoytze shal rov ki yudua. All the brachas. We make it in the form of a triangle. I explained the what mahalich and why a triangle, because the triangle is three vavin. And I explained it whatever. I want to go say the same halach this year, but in a different gang. That vav is connected, you do in Svarim HaKadoshim, to the idea of tefillah. The vav in tiskater, and there's nothing you do, the degel in parashas Ekev. Tefillah comes from the word teufel, to join. The vav in tiskater, the letter vav, is vav achibur, it joins. There's nothing that joins a yid closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom than avodas tefillah. Asher Alkein is connected very much to Purim, as we'll see. Kedua and Svarim HaKadoshim are mafli, the Mairish Olimus, on the Goydel of Tzila, Sayin Chodesh Odor, the Marva Shomer says, in Odor, the Hevel Piv of Yid destroys all the Ruchas Royim and all the negativity in the world. It's brought in Kava Yosher that today is Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, you have to put himself aside in a room and say, Kapitel Chavvei, that Esther said, L'mateach Yel Shachar, B'demoy Sholish, and the Davin, Saifa Bonachayim, Ezoin, of everything that he needs, Tiodua. The first Nadvur Rebbe, Moshkun Zverna, had in Savo, he asked all his Eilichlach to become Rebbes. There should be no Yibad Murus. Tiodua. Or he made a stipulation that any shul, any enilch, running a shul, and if they don't say, if they're not Messiah Sefer Tillim in the shul, Barabim, on Purim, it cannot be called an Azvorna B'Smedesh. I want to tell you, my shul, Holy Law, is not an Azvorna B'Smedesh, as far as I know. From that second, 5 a.m., someone opens the doors, before 2 hours, before davening, for whatever, and we say Sefer Tillim. The koyach of Bepashtus, the reason is, because the Yushalmi, the Yerushalmi says that there's a b'moiz purim in bedaktigim. The real halacha is, and so it's pasuk tur in Shulchan Aruch that kol apoyshed yad noisimli. And hayoyis the Yerushalmi the Chazal say that the eibush to reshayim and mishmarter shel teira feel mitzvahs drabonim. So you have to know that on the day of Purim, the eibush there is kol apoyshed yad noisimli. Whenever you ask of the eibush there, he do it in svarim atin tzadikim said. But I tell you, Amelach Esther Mishnayayin, Mashe Losech, Vinosin Loch, Mabakashech, Oiz Beseyos. If you ask for anything, it's granted. The Frat, the Deja brings. What's Frat? Mabak, the Achashverish, the Melech, the Abishter tells the Yid, what? Mashe Losech, Vinosin Loch, Mabakashech, Oid, Noch, Nochmer. What do you mean, Oid? She hadn't had anything yet. Hello, what the Oid? So he says, Pshat, that when a Yid asks for things that are chrochim, you do it. It's a Taisus Yontif. When you ask things that you need, Pasha, Lechem Lechel, Begad Lelvoish, I'll be meeting the Sadin the Ebesh has to give you. That's what he's saying, the Vorechel, he came away, Baruch Samo. When you're asking for extra, more, that's what I'm saying, Terem Yikru, Baniyeda. If you're asking something which is terem, a prerequisite, something you need before to live, right? And the end. Oi, you want something more, moisturous, whatever. Yeah, ashirus, whatever. Then, vani esh, for the Eber has to make a cheshbon if you're worthy of it. That's what it says by Megillas Esther. Even if you're asking for extras, that you don't need, not that chrochim. On Purim is the one day when the Shari Shemayim, the Shari Rachma, Psuchim, and you can ask whatever you need. There's a port from the Shem Yishmol, it's a Meiridi Gavor. Melech Birman brings it, it's a Meiridi Gavor. Remember it says that Vatayim Le Zerish Ishtoi V'cholahavav, Yasu Eitz Gavayach Mishim Amo, yeah, make the tree, yeah. Uba Boikir Emoir LaMelech, in the morning tell the king, V'yitlo, they should hang. She tells it, what do you mean Emoir LaMelech? You're asking a bakosha. Tvakshu. Betzachois. Ask the king. Emor means that you're telling him, you're commanding him. And the pasuk says, he stands there in the chotar hachitzoyna, right? Lamer, lamelech. What's a lamer? So the Shem Yishmol brings, it's like a pachad de gavort. In the time of Mordechai the Esther, there was such a geferlich Esther upon him that it says, Vayorim es kisoy. Haman became stronger. His bima was high, Chazal say, higher than Achashverosh's. He was the strongest man, even Klapid the king. There was no one who was comparable to. Not only that, but the Gemara says a lashon that gover malki lo mimalchutato. Even Klapid Shmai, we'll discuss this maybe later what it means. Right? That Haman was even stronger than Malchut Shemayim at the time. Geferlich, right? In other words, it was Migzer, whatever he said, it's going to be done. Says the Holy Shem Yishmol, I was just by his caver last week, whatever it was. When it becomes Purim v'nahapichu, the koyach that Haman had, a merla melech, not to ask him, but to tell him, but tzvuchina sadi goyzer, right, is given to every. Therefore, there's a margul b'pumit tzadikim that on Purim yed the shmeiger vet atad the goyzer. The Gevaldir Koyach given over to every on this day. Therefore, he brings that the Rebbe Noton, Chazal say Rebbe Noton, a Tia Bapurim, Tia of Simcha. Chura, the Simcha is not when you're planting, the Simcha is when you're reaping. Nervos, if it's a Purim Dika Natia, then you know with Vados, even by the Natia, that whatever you planted, whatever you asked for, that will certainly be granted. In fact, the Teren Yeshua, everyone knows that the Mili of Amalek, Ayin Mem, Lamed Kuf, is 470 ace. Whenever you have Mechias Amalek, Vani, Tvilosi, Lucha Hashem, when you dive into Hashem, ace, at the time of Mechias Amalek, it becomes an ace Rosen, Shari Shemayim Absuchim, and in the Emes Yeshecha, Emes stands for Aleph, Mem, Tov, Nu, anybody? Emcha, Mochi, Timcha. When you have Mechias Amolek, they have the Shari Shemayim or Psuchim. We get the Pasuk. Elikim Beroiv Chazdecha, because Mordechai is Gimachia 274, Rav Chesed, Kiyodua. In other words, whenever it is that when you kind of Rishayim Agadeh, you destroy Haman, you're Mamte Goldinim, and you have the ability to bring Givaldigi Yeshua to Kal Yisroel. When it says in the Teres Yeshua, Mishte Hayayin Amakoyl is Gimachia Eisroth. So I see that Purim, just by way of introduction, Purim is a gewaldige, unprecedented, there's no other day in the year where you could achieve through Tvila what you could achieve on Purim. B'chal, the whole month of Adar, everyone knows the Yud Beis Chodshei Hashana or Keneged Yud Beis Shiftei Ko, which is the Shevet Keneged Adar. Tevi Shvat and Adar is not done after all the end, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. So who is Adar? Naphtali. What do you know about Naphtali? What does Naphtali mean? Rashi brings? Tefillah. Naphtali elikim deftalti emachoyzi. Tefillah. And the Eibish, Naphtali is Svar Rotsen. because the Ritzon Yirei of Yasa, Lehepech of Amalek, Ata Yoreh Yageah, the Lo Yirei Elikim, to which animal is not totally compared to? You got a week. What? Ayola, right? Yeah, hello? And Ayola is called the Chesed Shebechayis, and it's important for Shlema, because it davens not for herself, for others, right? And therefore, it's Ayola Shlucha. Shlucha means it's fast, it's Shem Shemayim Shgura B'vim. What does the word Shgura mean?
Fluid.
It's what?
Fluid.
Yeah, it's the Pashtos, it's fluid. Shigura also, like a tamur, is shigura. It's burning. It's on fire. Opposite of Amalek, Asher Korcha. Right? In Gerade, it's brought in Sfarim, the Devar Yisrael. I'm not trying to elaborate. I'm just quoting that from Shor. Amoyer de Gevor, if the Yud Beis Shiftiko, and they made a million, who was the Chazin, who was the Shliach Tzibur? Naftol. Naftol is in Yud Tzvila, etc., etc. Because it happens for others. The opposite of... I'm bringing this point up, Dafka, because it's the opposite of Amalek. Which animal is Amalek compared to? I've said this like 1,000 times here. A kelev, right? What do you know about a kelev? A dog, right? Hello? Amalek comes from where? The chibur of shar and chamar, I said 1,000 times. Inside of a shar is what? A vav. Inside of a chamar is a membav. Membav and vav is what? 52, which is gematria. Kelev. Yes, you with me? Hello? And there's various rayas and chazal, whatever. A molek is a kelev. What does a kelev want? A kelev, what do you know about a kelev? A dog. Vaklovim arzei nefesh liyodu svo, keklovim hatsoyakim hab, give, which that's the beginning of a molek. A molek is nutrikun al menas lekabel. It wants only farzich, for himself and not for others, which is the opposite of the ayola, the chsida, which happens for others. So the whole month of Adar is connected to tefillah. This flat, the whole idea of Megillah, the Rambam, which is like, oh, it's like awesome. The Rambam says in the beginning of Sefer Amadah, and when he makes the after the cheshbon of the Targum Mitzvahs, tzivu likreis haMegillah boynos. What is the purpose of reading the Megillah? Says the Rambam, kidei lahaskir shvachos laKadosh Baruch Hu v'atshuah shasalanu v'yakarv leYeshua seinu v'shabbos seinu. Right. He was close to our prayers. Kidei levorcho el halloy, to praise the Eibishter. Akoras atoyv. Listen to Lashon HaRambam. Uchidei loydia ledeiros haboyim. The reason why Chazal were misaking Kriyas HaMegillah, she emes mashiach tatanu batoyro ki miga gozo shalikim kareivim alov kashem lekeinim chol kareinu. Which is the koyach, the uniqueness, the superiority of Kal Yisrael, that we have the idea of tefillah. And the whole reason for Takonos Megillah to read this story, this narrative, is to impress on all the Deiris Haboyim, the Koyach of Yidin Havin Tefillah. And the Mashkiach understands, Asher Lo Yalikim Karevim Melev is Vigimachi Haigeris Hazois. The whole Megillah is an expression of the Koyach of Tefillah. Which, by the way, is the Gemara. Rav Masna, when he began a psicha to the Megillah, he would use this pulse to Kimiga Gadol Asher Lo Yalikim Karevim Melev Hashem Lekim Bechol Gareinu. Says the Maral in the Hakdama to Archadash on the Gila, that the whole Yesoid of the Yeshua of Purim came through the Kol Kol Yankiv, the Koyach of Tefillah, which is the opposite of Amalek, because by Amalek it says Asher Korcha, what's called Derech Tefillah, it's called Tefillah Gimachi Derech Eretz Gidua. The whole idea of Amalek is to fight against that koyach of tefillah, asher korcha, to chill, to cool the fervor, the passion of davening, because Amalek is tachas hashamayim, tefillah is the chibur milosh natoifel klicheres, the chibur of shamayim and oretz that attaches you to the Eibishter, all right? And therefore Amalek's major battle is against davening. There's a Merva Shomesh where he says, the Iker Koch of the Sitra Acher of the Sultan, the Eitzahara, is Dafka against Tefillah. You could know every Baruch Ber, every Kiveger. You could give a lot of stock about Abidnish Davin. Because Davning is the ultimate Chibur. I'm not trying to elaborate. So. And therefore, there's a tour in Kuf Yud Ches. What he means, I don't know, but he says there are 18, the Rosh Tevis of the 19 Brachas in Shemini Esra is Gimach is 1,800. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, hello? Tor, kufi tes. And so Rambam Shor points out, Zohar is Ezer, also Amolek is also 1,800. Because Amolek is menaget to the idea of tefillah. And that's why in the Megillah, what do we call Klal Yisrael? What are they called? HaYehudim. Why are Yehudim called Yehudim? Hapam Uyde Es Hashem. And Dafka through the Koyach of Tzfila, that's how you destroy the Gemara says called Koyfer Avodah Zara, Nikar Yehudi. How do you destroy Avodah Zara, the Koyach of Yitzviyot, as the Chayla Zeh, Dafka through the Koyach of Zeybish. The fee Zeh, Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin, Rashiv in Lakewood, answers the Kasha, the Rashiv in Bnei Brak, Rameir Tzvi Bergman. And he asks a simple kasha. There's a chinuch, a mitzvah kuflam and beis. On the mitzvah, the pasuk says, Eish tomit tukalam mezbeach lo yisichbe. Yeah? The Gemara said, even though the Gemara says in Yuma, that eish, there's an eish yerid min hashamayim, or it's a mitzvah lahavi min ahedin. Yeah? It's a mitzvah to bring eish. Why is that? Says the chinuch, the hezber of the mitzvah. Because the Eibusher, even when he makes nisim, even when he works with Ma'ilim Midera HaTeva, he tries as much as possible to mislabish it in Teva. Hello? The nes shouldn't be so boiled. Oy bazoy, if the nes shouldn't be boiled, ask Rabbi Bergman, so why in the world is there a mitzvah persum and nisim by Purim? Answers Yeruchim, because Ein Lechanam, the Eibusher doesn't flex his muscle, barabim, over here, the Ness is al derech that teach Yidin, the Rambam said, the Koyach of Tzvilah. Oh, Azan Ness, Yidin have to see. Okay. That's number one. Another angle in the Koyach of Tzvilah connected to Purim is everybody knows that both Mordechai and Esther are keneged the Chusha Nu Reach, Mordechai, Mardechai. Hello, everyone with me? Esther is called Hadassah. Right, it's smell, and therefore how much machzis hashekel, which is always the whatever cause the introduction, the cause the hiktum shkolem l'shkolem. How many geir are there in machzis hashekel? There is 20 geir in a shekel, my dear sweet holy brother. Right, so a machzis hashekel, if there are any mathematicians in the audience, is yud geir. Hello? What's the gematria of Yud Geirah, by the way? Reach. By the way, what's today's date? This Derech Agav. Yud Gimel Odor. What's the gematria of Yud Gimel Odor? Also Reach. Hello? Yeah? I have no time to elaborate. I could spend like 5 hours in this year today without... But the idea of Chush HaReach, right, is Mordechai is called Besomim. Hello? 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 Anyone out there? Whatever, yeah? I'll give you an example. You remember the halukah you said this morning? There's 12 sukkim, hello? 12 halukas, hello? What is the last pasuk? The last of Tillim? Kol aneshama tahalal ka halaluka. Hello? Remember that? That's, why do you repeat that verse? Can you tell me? Come on, guys, you're like a... You're ready, Adol Yodo. If I was to ask you, what does 12 represent? This guy getting about a tour. Hello. 12 months. Hello. Yeah, which is the month that is repeated? The Chodesh Ibur? Adar. So the month of Adar is considered tour. It's connected Kolan Shamot Halalka Halaluka. So it's brought in Tav Chav Beis in tour. Hello? By the way, when Mordechai bumps off Haman, what shame did he use? I said this 1,000 times. Take, Chav Heitov. Hello, you with me? Kol Hansham Tahalel. That's how Tzadikim, Avish Rabbeinu, by the Mitzri, hello. When they brought a bump off for Shoyim, they used the same Kol Hansham Tahalel, which is why the Mapala of Haman took place in the month of Kol Hansham Tahalel Ka, which is Chush HaReach. So far, so good. Yes? So Mordechai is Mordechai. What is the beginning of that pasuk? Vato. Kach l'cha b'samim roish. Hello, you remember the pasuk? Hello. Kach l'cha b'samim roish. 1,051 is gematria Yoyer Shimi Kish. What is Yoyer Shimi Kish? Mordechai ben Yoir ben Shimi ben Kish. Why is it called Yoir? Because it's Eir Ein Eshol B'Tfilah Osam Kish Hikishol Zalsa Shemayim Shimi. Yeah, hello. Tfilah, which is also B'Gimachim Mordechai Ish Yehudi Yishimini, right? And therefore, 1051, the Chazara Sa Aleph La Aleph Aleph could be 1 or 1,000. So 1051 will make which word if you make the 1,000 into one into another Aleph. Aleph, Nun, Aleph. When you want to open up the gates, what word do we use? Halal. On Hashem, Hashir. On Hashem, Atzlicha. Onno. The Purim, which is the Yontif of Shimi ben Kish, ben Yoir, ben Shimi ben Kish, of Mordechai, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yimini, that is the month that what? Is the idea of Reach. Hello? Has anyone got what I'm talking about? Okay, let me just try to explain what I'm talking about. Chazal say, why is the Megillah, we read the Megillah by night, and we repeat it by day. Why do we do that? Says the Gemara Megillah, Zal Amishim and Levi, because it says in Pasuk, in a capital Chabez, that Esther said, El Likai Ekra Yoimam Beleisan Nebelaila Loidimili. Yes? She daven night and day. What is the fact that she daven Be'esora night and day got to do with the fact that therefore we read the Megillah twice, night and day? Now, again, we said the Maral, the whole idea of Megillas Esther is the Rambam, to teach Yidin the Koyach of Tefillah. L'chura, if you, the Sforim asks, the Alshul says, if you ask a king a bakosha, and your bakosha, your request is rejected, yeah, chutzpah, whatever, ask a second time. But if you Ekra yoimam b'leisana b'leisana, asking and begging and pleading, right? It's a chutzpah, right? Is the charaya, says the Al Shech HaKodesh, that the relationship of a yid to the Eibishter, what is the atat? And for a father, he never gets tired of listening to his children. And that's the, right? The idea of Mikra Megillah is Pursuman Nisa, the Koyach Amika Hashem Likena B'chol Kareinu Elav, right? That Yidin have only, Yidin and Yidin only have the Kimik Hashem, Kimik Goy Godel Asherle, Kim Kareinu Elav Hashem Likena, the Koyach that given over to Yidin, the Koyach of Tefil. Ah, you'll ask me the Shaila, the Griz, Allah Torah, the Briskarov, asked on this pasuk, could Goyim daven? Hello? Anyone out there? Is Tefillah only for Eden? Could Goyim daven? Hello? Yeah? There's a pub. There is a story called Yoina with Ninveh, and they daven, hello? And they were heard. And Shlomo HaMelech says he's building a bayit to all the nations, the Nochri should come and daven in this house. And he basically Kor El Cholamim. So the Briskarov says two things. There's two in Yonam Yuchodim in Kimi Goy Godol and Kal Yisrael Tefillah. Number one, there's a concept of Tefillah B'tzibur. Goyim don't have B'tzibur. Goyim have a bunch of Yechidim. Right? Number one, we'll soon see why. Number two, Yidin have Yudgim Yisarach. Okay, that's the Taitin Taitin Posim. But how does that connect to Purim, the godless of Kol Yisrael? Right? The Pshat is here. Chazal tell us that I'll be logic, right? One, when there was this gezeira against Kol Yisrael, right? Hashmin Hargul Abid, I'll be derech hatev and ruchni, as I'm talking about, if the gezeira was nigzer and nobody could do anything. Eden had sinned grievously, or whatever, and there was a kitrug on Kal Yisrael, and even the Eibishter Sukvayochel let it happen. And then we said this morning in the Slichas, Elio and Novi came running to this one, running to the Obazak Veshim, in the Marzach Pele, running to Moshe Rabbeinu, and nobody could do it except through the Tfilas of Mordechai Tzadik. And therefore, Mordechai Tzadik is Ben Yoir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, the Koyach of Tefillah, beginning from Tefillah. I'll then say Esther. Esther, the whole idea was davening. I got many, many mekayrus in Chazal. The best right is, when you have to go into the king, Vanila in the Gracie, Lovi Alamelech, Zeshle Shimei, yeah, though? And you got to be nois to chain them. How do you be nois to chain by a goy? You go to the beautician to, I don't know what, to fix your skin or, I don't know, fix your sheitel, whatever they do, women. Yeah, hello? Hello? What does Esther do? She cries her eyes out and she fasts and whatever. Is the charaya, because the koyach of a yid is the koyach of feeling, not the simus. Yeah? But what does it mean that a goy doesn't have power, this power of tefillah? So Rabbi Yochanan Olshan explains, very briefly, it's a very deep word, really. I don't know, whatever, like apichsidus is much even deeper. But the pashtus, we have a principle that we want in Shabbos, machloikas, ein mazal yisrael. Tiyesh mazal yisrael, ein mazal yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, ein mazal yisrael, right? What does that mean? It says Rashi, through the koyach of tefillah, even if there's a mazal and it was nigzer l'mayla, you didn't have the power to break it. Because, in a nutshell, when the Dor HaFloga, and there were 70 malochim surrounding the Kisya Kovid, and the Ramchal speaks about this in Derech Hashem Barichas, and the Eibish just said, Hove Nirdo, let us all go down, see what's going on, hello? And therefore the Eibish gave a malach, a guardian angel, and hence a mazel to each one of the Ayinumas. But they made a goyrel. The word goyrel here is very, very important. They made a goyrel. And the Eibishter ended up to be the Sanegar for Kal Yisroel, Eretz Yisroel and Am Yisroel, right? And therefore, even when Ein Mazel Yisroel Pratis, even when there is no Mazel for Kal Yisroel, even though Alpi Mazel Tachten, we're finished, we're gunners, but we reach a higher level, and we. How do you do that? How do you get the Milim in a Mazel? But Avraham says, Habet. How do you do it? That is b'chol kareinu elav the koyach of tefillah. And hagam yuchedes of kibur. That a goy doesn't have. A goy has mazel. You can move the mazel. You can change the mazel a bit, a drop. But the koyach mishanet the mazel. There's a mashal in the Masechta Erevin who says, let's say a person is born a dummy. The person's not enlightened. He's not a smart person. He's born in his mazel. The Gemara says that whether you're a tippish, a chacham or a tippish, a oisher or a ani, that's b'mazel tali. Hello? Are you with me? Hello? Afal pikein, through tefillah, you could change rule. B'chol kareinu. Well, nishnor dot, b'chol kareinu love means the godless of the mazel of the nest of Purim is that you could change the mazel even bisman agolus. Meila, when it comes to Chanukah, and you're living bisman shabbos mishir kayim, and that the chayis of Kal Yisrael bisman shabbos mishir is l'mayil anyway l'mayil min ateva and l'mayil min amazolus. Fine, but afterwards in golus in the time of anichi haster aster, that is the chiddush of Megillah that even in such a time you could find the Eibishter and ayid is l'mayil min azolus. Now why is that? This is what I want to get down to the core of the Haschola, just the beginning of the Shir. Mordechai is called Mardechai, right? After Keteris. What is unique about Keteris? So the Tirkei Rabbi Elazar says, "Shayis tefilosay dechnesos Yaakov Yisbaruch Hu kimardachi." His tefilas went to the Eibishter like Keteris. Hello? You know, tefila is compared to Keteris. David HaMelech says, Tikun Tfilos Manecha, right? Like Keteris. Why not for Keteris? What's unique about Keteris? B'chlal, normally we assume, why do we have three Tfilos a day? Can I get Karbon? Tfilos like Karbon is Tikun. Hello? So what's up with Keteris? What's the maila of Keteris? Chazal say that Keteris is the most choshuv of all Tfilos. I can't begin to tell you, if you look in Svarim HaKadoshim, the Meirich in the Indian of saying Keteris before davening, it's been a Zohar HaKadosh, before davening, after davening, at every time, if you do it from Tzadikim, the old Stoliner, it's a school of Yenam Achlef, all Tzaras that he has, all that you need is to say Keteris. Keteris is a very powerful prayer. What is the avoid of Keteris, in a nutshell? I want to set a whole shiur on this last week. Anyone remember last week's parsha? By the way, I know it's been a whole week since, you know, whatever, you're busy with Achonas Purim. Parsha Tzava, yeah? What is the end of Parsha Tzava? Mizbeach HaKter. All the Meforshim. Start the Ramban, the Sefurna. Everyone asked the Abiyas Kasha. the place of the Kli HaMikdash should have been where? In Truma. We dealt with the Kli HaMikdash. The Orin, the Shulchan, the Menorah. The Keteris, the Hak till the end. The Nekuda is that the uniqueness of Keteris is that everything else is done in the Beis HaMikdash to bring down the Shekhinah. When you bring Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, you get a Tayelis. You get a benefit. You know what the benefit is? You over lav, you bring a chatos, you over a hurilev, you bring a chmesa, oshom, whatever, every aveira is mechaper. What does keteris do? Nothing of the kind. Keteris is done solely lechved Hashem, who's mashkin already shchina, in honor of the Eibishter, not for me. It's the famous Rabbi Yoinu, that after a person does tshuva, if you do tshuva shlema, it's a tshuva in the skabelness, right? Or does lav dafka ritzu. The Eibush should say, okay, you do tshuva, you're not going to burn and roast and toast for all of eternity downstairs somewhere. Hello? But I don't want to know you. The idea of the connection, the kirva, the dveikus to the Eibush, that is achieved by keteris. Why? Because the whole purpose of keteris is leilonu, only to give kavod to the Rabbi Nishim. And therefore, dafka keteris saves what no other avoid the Beit HaMikdash achieves. And that's also that's also when you speak about the tefillah, the koyach of tefillah on Purim is unprecedented, unsurpassed the whole year. Because the avoid of tefillah on Purim is mamish leilonu. It's mamish an avoid like a higher madrega. I'll try to explain it in a minute. I don't have time, but if I had the time, I would explain to Barichas and all Svarim at the in numerous drashes, numerous places, all Siddish Svarim from the Maggots and the Bashamta. Can I ask you a simple question, a Klotzkasha? Is Tfilah logical or illogical? Is it Mishpatim or is it Chukim? Which category do they fill in? Ayid has a Tzairach, and he's Bonachayim Vizoyna. My daughter needs a shidduch. Whatever. My debt card is like bouncing. Well, I'm asking the Eibishter for whatever. Is that tefillah? Is that logical? You could say it's logical. If I cared, tefillah is an expression of the emunah that's brought in Svarim HaKadoshim. And a person has to know that the Eibishter is nice in the Chokoyachas Yisrael. Makes sense. I'll have you know that in Svarim HaKadoshim, Barichus, Soifer, the MS Tefillah is a chuk. I'll leave it there. It's both. Actually, there's a degree of disagree with that. Why is it a chuk? Do you say every day, the Eibush is, Kol Madavid Rachman L'Tavavid, Gamzu L'Teva? Isn't it chutzpah? This is Svarim HaKadoshim asks this question. Rebbe, asks the question. Who do you think you are that you're petitioning the Eibush to tell him what he should do for you? Does he not know better what's in your good than you know? Hello? He sees the whole picture, the long term. Yeah? So how could tefillah is the ultimate chutzpah, no? You're telling the Eibishter what you need, what you want. How do you know? Maybe the Eibishter knows better. Maybe the Eibishter is a chazan and teva toiv lehetiv and everything he does to you is for good. How could you doubt? Aloy? Huh? You're telling me words. What does that mean? How do you have the nerve, the audacity, to stand before the Bashefer, who knows everything, and you're telling him what he should do? You think you're frum because you come to daven. I'm telling you, you're a shaker to you because you daven. No? So the emes is, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, and so said Halichim Sofer and everyone, the emes is we daven because that's all you have to aim. And the emes is primius of davening is leilonu, is avoidus Hashem, vanit filosi l'cha Hashem eisrotzen. Or alternatively, if you want to argue, you could argue that the fact that a chumash can gelt, that my kids are walking around like schleppers with what holes in their pants, that's chil Hashem, and I need money to mechanech my kids, whatever. All of this is nichol and avoidus Hashem, but it's not for me; it's for the Eibishter. When you ask the Eibishter for the Eibishter, right? Then you're granted. So I can spend hours talking about this. The mitzvah of tefillah is not b'pashtus, a mitzvah sichlius, a logical thing. There is a logic in it. It's tuzuf in you. But that's not the ultimate zvek. That's not the ultimate tachlis. There's chukim v'mishpatim, right? And then, because tefillah is an union of what? Of union of chuk and mishput together.
Okay.
Let me just add another mahalach in the union, and this we'll see us here, an union of tefillah on Purim. You know, there's always a question which is asked, we'll talk about it if we have time. What do we call this yontif? Purim. Al Shem HaPur. With B'chal, Pili, Plois. Every other yontif is called after the Yeshua, the salvation. Sukkot, Kibbutz, Shafti, Pesach, Pesach. Why are you calling this on a peripheral, tangential, by-the-by thing, the how did Baruch Hay decide which date to choose to bump up the Jews, a poor who are good. Hello? The man of Gemina, why is it called Al Shem the Peroni? That's, by the way, keep in the back of your brain cells. Poor who are good, I'll say a vort, it's a derech hatachos, it's a bit of a Purimish theme. Poor who are good is Gematria 546. Right? Hello? Which is Gematria Baruch Mordechai HaYehudi. Now, if you remember, I said before that Baruch Mordechai is Gematria Orhom. Hello? 502. But when you add HaYehudi, hello? HaYehudi is Gematria? Anyone out there? 40? HaYehudi. If you add 40, then Baruch Mordechai Yehudi is 40 more than Or Haman. So how you miss, and that's what Haman, he has his cheshbon. Haman and Mordechai are equal. Baruch Mordechai Or Haman, we're on the same level. Until we say Baruch Mordechai HaYehudi. So we added 40. And that's what Haman said, what? V'chol zeh einenu shoveli. Till now, we were equal. Baruch Mordechai or Haman. Aber once you add Li, which is Gematria 40, hello? We're no longer equal. B'chol zeh, then Tikvart in the Karen Yeshua. You're going to think it's like a Purim Seder, right? Right? That's what he said. B'chol zeh, Yeshua. B'chol eis, Asher, and Yeroy, it's Mordechai HaYehudi. Now, if you say Yehudi, then you're more than or Haman. What's going on here? By the way, just Derech Agav, Zeh Einenu Shoveli is Gematria, by the way, V'amechul Tzadikim, which is Gematria Der Ha'acharin, which is Gematria B'nei Don Chushim. The godless of Kal Yisrael is what after Yehudi. What is Yehudi, we said before, the Maila of? Tefillah. Hello? Yehudi is that you attach to the Eibishter. Okay. Behektim, let me just wait. I don't know if I've ever said here Purim. The idea of Purim in Svarim HaKadoshim is compared to a wedding. You ever heard this before? Hello? Anyone out there? Achasana? Earth. This is a wedding and Purim. Kiddushin is Gematria 470. We said before, Amolek is Gematria B'miluoy 470. You with me, hello? So therefore, it's brought in Svarim HaKadoshim, B'chol zeh einenu shoveli, B'chol eis. Whenever you have eis, Kiddushin, marriage, that destroys Amolek. By the way, what is the Sarsh of Amolek called? Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Hello, 131, which the Chidal said, that's Pshat, Motza, Gematria, 131, Motza Isha, Motza Tov. If you come to the Chassan, that's what bumps off the Sar of Amolek. What does Purim got to do with marriage? Can anyone tell me? So the Baran of Arab, Barich is the floor, it's pages on. Everyone knows that. Why is the Chassan called the Chassan? Miloshin, hello, out there. The Chos Darga, to go down. Where is the first time the letter Nun appears? How many times does the letter Amolek, the word Amolek, appear in the Tanakh? 50? Hello? Nun represents which idea of the Fila? And if we have Nun and Ashrei, Vafilu Achi, Samach, Navaruch HaKodesh, Soy Mech Hashem, Mechol HaNeifun, how many times does the word Mordechai appear in Tanakh? 60. If you have a nun, the fila, and you add the samach of Mordechai, what do you got? A nun and a samach, you got the word nes. What does the got? What does it got to do with a wedding? Hello? Soymech, Hashem l'chol ha'neifel, mezgim ha'chir timcha. Okay? Chazal say, kishaz ekom, zen neifel. Amalik fall. By the way, when you get married, it depends on which minute, which age you come from. In most weddings that I've been, right? I've been to quite a few in my life, right? What does the ring look like? What shape?
Samach.
Which letter?
Samach.
Why Samach? Because it says, Esel Ezer. Targum Samach Lekable, because the woman is the Seimich, the Neufel, the Chosn, right? And that's the reason when the Kala goes around the Chosn, around the Chuppah. What shape does she go? Like a triangle, like a square, or like a circle? In most Chosns I've been, it's like a circle. Based on the Pasuk, Nikeva to Seiviv Geber. Nikeva to Seiviv Geber. Rosh Hashanah Tov Nun Gimel is Gimachia Seimich Hashem L'chol HaNeufel again. Now, just one more word. It's a very big word. Which is the name of Hashem, Zion Shemus, which is Midas Adin? Elokim. Okay. And Rachamim, Havai. Hello? And to be Mamtik Dinim, you have three times Elokim, which is Nimtak, three times Havai. Do you remember the bracha of Berachos Kiddushin? Hello? Elokim is 86. Last time I counted, hello. Which say gimachia the word lanu? When you make the berachas ha'erusin, what do you have? She also lanu es arois, v'hitir lanu es anasuos lanu. Three times lanu elikim. In the berachas erusin, how many times did Hashem avaya? Baruch avaya, very pure gofen. Baruch avaya at the beginning and baruch avaya at the end of the bracha. So the three times elikim. Amamtik to three times Havaya, Amamtik to three times Elohim. Are you with me? Yes? What's the end of the Brach of Birchas Kiddushin, Birchas Erizin? Mekadish Amma Yisrael, Gimachia 336. What Yom Tif in the Jewish calendar is Gimachia Shin Lamed Vav, 336? Hello? Very good, Purim. Purim is Gimachi Mekadosh Am Yisrael. Why does now? This is the word I want to get. By the way, there's many other Ramos in this. I said before that other is the Chush HaReach. Hello, yeah. Based on the pasuk, the 12th pasuk, Kol Anshama Tahalul Kahal Luka, which is Gimachi 10:16, which is Gimachi Mesameach Chosun Mekal. How do you like that? Moreover, we said there are 1,800 brachas. Rosh Davis Tour said, hello, which is Gimachia Zohar Nozach HaMolek. So I worked this out myself, which is also Gimachia Mekadish Amma Yisrael and the Chuppah V'Kiddushin. I see the connection between Amolek and Chuppah V'Kiddushin. What is this whole idea of Chuppah V'Kiddushin? Everybody knows, famous Ran in the Dorim Daflamit, classic, when the Chasim takes the Ringla, yeah, and he says about the Harei At Mekudeshesli, yeah, what does the Kala do? Besides putting her finger out, she does she say some formula? Till death do us part.
Nothing.
She says nothing. She's mevatel herself. She's hefkika after the ara, and through that there's a kinyan in the baal kiddushin. The kinyan of kiddushin is only chal by bittul. That's one of the reasons. Also, she goes around. Because like by Yosef HaTzadik it says, "V'hinei tesuvena alum eseichem, v'at nishtachavena," the bowing down, the sivuv is akdoma to the bittel of the kala to the chol. By the way, just there, Agav, where do we learn the whole concept of marriage? To kesef, kicha kichem zeifer. Why do you want to learn marriage from buying a burial plot? Say the svarim akdashim, because you know what you learn when kicha kichem zeifer. At the end of the day, you know, in Yerushalayim and Dishavayosh in the Midig world, they take the chotan to the top of the churva and they show him harazesim when they put on the kittel. Say, therefore you get married. So like, you know, look. But if you think about buying your burial plot, you get a bit of ka'ayin ve'efes, a bit of hachno. Remember Rashi says by Rivka, v'atikach es atzoyef Vatiska, says Rashi. K'moy vatikover vati loshin tispol. K'moy vatikover vatishor. By a chasana, right? Instead of being a balgaiven, you're thinking the center of attention, the world's created for me. K'moy vatikover vatishor. So a chasana is the idea of the bittle of the kala to the chosn. The Knesset Yisrael is the kala, the Eibishter is the chosn, right? And therefore, hello? Yeah, so this is what I want to say. I'm very ridiculous. I'm out of time. The whole idea of Mordechai, of Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai are equals, right? Oh, but if you add the Hayehudi, which is 40, which word in the Nusach HaKiddushin, the ring of one, is 40? Li. Harei at Mekudeshes. You know, the Gemara says in Erevin, Hay Alma Kebehi Lula Daniel. Right? The life is like a chasna. Right? But life is like a chasna. Zikim said, at a chasna, you could say, oh, you have the fanciest band and videographer and shmolographer and videographer and whatever, and you spent a fortune of money. And you said the whole Nusri got the Rashka Bahak to be the Masad Kiddushin. And you said, you took the ring, and it's a Shava Prutza. And you said, Hare At Mekudesh V'tabazu. And you skip this little word, Li, Sigonish. All your work is the Omel, the Hebavarik. The Iker is Li. V'yichul Li Truma. Li is Gimachia 40. 40 is Gimachia Yehudi. That's the difference between the Baruch Marcha Yehudi, right? The surplus, the godless, the diffuse of Klal Yisrael is Dafka when we say Li. By the way, Klal Yisrael are called Yisrael. Why are you called Yisrael? Yisrael is two words, Li and Rosh. Chazal say on the Ba'osuli Migdosh, says that Eibishter Atem Tzoyni Vani Roye, Atem Bonai Vani Av, Atem Karmi Vani Shomer. So the Eibishter is called what? Roye Av Shomer, which is Rosh Tevis. Rosh. What's your job in the world? The Li. Yisrael starts with a Li, a Yud, and ends with a Lamed. By the way, in other Sfarim HaKadoshim is brought, which is the highest letter of the old Chav Beis Asim Daraisa? Which is the highest letter, the most standing out letter? Lamed. Which is the smallest letter? Yud. Lamed is the Eibishter, and Yud is a Yid. So Yid is called Yid, right? And the Iker is to Mechaber the Lamed to the Yud, the Atat Tetzavet. I can talk about it for hours. The idea of Bichu Li Truma Li Lishmi. Ayid says Li, and Ayid, the Eibish says Kiyanka Bachar Loika, right? Mida connected Mida. If what I just said now is just the Hadoma to really what I want to speak about. The whole idea of Purim is idea of a Goyrul. Ad Loyad. In other words, there's a level, the level that does Yiddishkeit make sense? Do what you do, you're giving to the Eibishter. On one hand, it's the tzarif is abrius. On the other hand, we've discussed this many times. On the other hand, a much deeper level, the sadakta matiti and the arav shechem akasaloi, eli yedeya beizem chofitz and chazal beizem tzadikim beizem rishoyim. There's a level kechashicha keoira much higher, where everything is the same. There's a level where yid is worthy, a goy is not worthy, and then the times where bisgalia yid is unworthy, and that's when Haman comes in the picture, and Haman wants to reach the level where everything, they're both equal. And on that level, where things don't make sense, where it's Adol Yoda, the Vchinas poor, who are Goyrel, and that is something which is a Nitzchi. And if every time it says Li, it's Kayim Lo'ilam Ad, every time it says Li, it's a Lashon Brocha. When a Yid, I remember Shpir used to always say, what was Fabring and Purim Tovshin Tezvov? And people came to the Rebbe, like a whole queue of people, this one needs Banachayim Zoyna, this one needs Madregas Rochnias. And afterwards, the Rebbe got very earnest. And he said, a whole year everyone's worrying about yourself. Purim is a moment to forget about yourself and your own Tzrochim, Ben Gashmias, Ben Rochnias. Like the Alter Rebbe said, Imcho Lechafatzti, right? Ich will nicht sagen, in the Elvian, ich will nicht sagen, in the Tachnit, ich will nicht dich allein. Purim is a time to concentrate on other Yidin, on Golos Hashchina, on the Tzar, on Golos, the Eibush of Health. And if we take Purim seriously, we daven the Moish Sholosh on Purim, before Purim, the Eibush of Health, we should take a see the Megillah of the Esther, the Eibush of Mekayim, the Pasuk, Chol Karnei, Rishoyim, Agadeya, the Karen of Rishoyim, as I always say, Tzem Tzadikim, is Rom, Gematria Molek, Terimam, the Karen is Tzadik, the Karen of the letter of the word Tzadik is Kates, which is the Asmuk Perkonik, the Karen Mashiach.
Oh, man.